The 28th day of the blessed month of Berumhat, the passing of the righteous emperor, Saint Constantine the Great. It was on this day in the year 337 AD that the Roman Emperor Constantine the Great passed away. Constantine is one of history's most influential leaders. It was he who turned Christianity from a persecuted faith that resulted in the deaths of thousands and thousands of martyred Christians to the faith of the Roman Empire. Constantine's story is a fascinating one, one that starts under the hated Emperor Diocletian, who mercilessly persecuted Christians. Constantine's father, Constantius, had been named as co-emperor with Diocletian and Maximian. Diocletian was the ultimate authority of the three. Around the year 270 AD, Constantius married Helena, the daughter of an innkeeper who was Christian. Helena gave birth to a son named Constantine. Of course, Helena's Christianity was kept secret from Diocletian, who hated Christians. It is unknown whether during his youth Constantine accepted her beliefs or the pagan beliefs of his father. In public, he went through the motions of being pagan. Constantine was also proving himself to be a skilled soldier and a wise leader of men. For political reasons, Constantius divorced Helena and married the daughter of a co-emperor. He named his son Constantine as his successor to the title of co-emperor. When Constantius died, Constantine inherited the position of co-emperor, but he also inherited a power struggle between the other co-emperors that would lead to great and terrible battles being fought across the empire. For about 10 years, Constantine shared power and fought battles with the other co-emperors. In the year 312 AD, Constantine and his army were marching towards Rome, preparing for another battle against co-emperor Maxentius, when he saw in the midday sky a huge cross made of stars, and on it was written, "With this you shall conquer." Constantine's nobles and advisors did not know what to make of it, but Constantine knew. He ordered a large flag with the sign of the cross on it to be made, and he ordered that the sign of the cross to be applied to all the soldiers' shields and weaponry. The next day, the army of Constantine fought against the larger army of Maxentius and overcame them. Maxentius was leading his army in retreat across a bridge across a river when the bridge broke. He and most of his army were killed. Constantine was now sole emperor of the Roman Empire. Although during his years as co-emperor, Constantine had tried to lessen the persecution against Christians, he met with limited results due to the cruelty of Galerius, his Christian-hating co-emperor. Now, as ultimate ruler of the empire, Constantine ordered that all persecutions be stopped, that all Christian prisoners be released, and that Christians would now be able to openly worship. Constantine's mother, Saint Helena, was delighted at her son's victory for Christianity. Always devout in her faith, she longed to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Constantine sent with her a large military escort, priests, architects, and many, many servants. It was Helena who discovered the Holy Cross of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, and she also oversaw the building of great churches over that and other holy sites. Meanwhile, Emperor Constantine was building a magnificent new capital city for the Roman Empire, where the old Greek city of Byzantium was. The name of the new city was Constantinople. The emperor saw to the building of huge glittering churches in the new city, even bringing in the relics of several apostles and other saints to be buried there. He also had new churches built throughout the empire and ordered that pagan temples be closed. Constantine became more involved with church affairs and called for the Council of Nicaea to meet in the year 325 AD to clarify certain beliefs and rules of the church. The king was dedicated to restoring the Roman Empire to its former glory, this time under the cross of Jesus Christ. It was his intent to travel to the Jordan River in Palestine and be formally baptized where Jesus Christ had been baptized, but he never had the chance to do this. In the year 337, Constantine was in the city of Nicomedia when he fell ill. He realized he could not get to the Jordan River in time, and so was baptized in Nicomedia. Constantine died shortly after that. He had reshaped the known world and put it under the sign of the Christian cross. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 1852 AD, Pope Peter VII, the 109th Patriarch of the See of St. Mark, passed away. Also known as Pope Petros or Boutros, he had become a monk at a very young age at the Monastery of St. Anthony. He was later ordained a priest and later promoted to position of hegumen. And still later, he was ordained a bishop under the name of Bishop Theophilus. In the year 1809, when Pope Marcus VIII passed away, it was unanimously agreed that Anba Theophilus should become the next pope, and so he was ordained as Pope Peter VII. A wise and intelligent father of the church, Pope Peter spent much of his time writing articles and lectures on church subjects and improving the patriarchal library. This was during a peaceful time in Egypt when the government was very tolerant towards the Christians and many churches across the land were renovated. Many miracles happened at the hands of Pope Peter. A famous one occurred when the Nile River did not have its annual flooding, something that all the farmers depended on. Panic at the thought of the loss of crops and subsequent famine and hardship began to sweep through the people. Pope Peter gathered his bishops and went to the riverbank, and there they celebrated the divine liturgy, and afterwards washed the liturgy utensils in water from the river. The Pope then returned the water from the holy utensils back to the Nile and also tossed in the korban, the blessed bread, into the water. Almost instantly, the water started to rise and the Nile gave the land its annual flooding. Another miraculous incident occurred when Muhammad Ali Pasha's son invited Pope Peter to Jerusalem to perform the Bright Saturday service at the Church of the Holy Tomb alongside the Greek Patriarch. The Church of the Holy Tomb is miraculous in that every Easter service, which starts late Saturday night, the lamps are miraculously lit, unaided by human hands. But Muhammad's son, Ibrahim Pasha, doubted this wondrous event and requested to stand with the two patriarchs to see this event for himself. Sure enough, after the customary prayers were said by the two patriarchs, light suddenly came from the tomb, filling the church with a light so bright that Ibrahim Pasha was not only stunned by it, but he was also thoroughly convinced of its authenticity. Muhammad Ali Pasha had decided that the Coptic church should become part of the Catholic church, but Pope Peter was able to diplomatically sidestep such encouragement. During this time, the Russian Tsar, who, of course, was of the Russian Orthodox faith, became concerned at the pressure being put on the Coptic Church to join the Roman Catholic Church and sent a delegation to Pope Peter. This delegation told the Pope that the Russian Tsar was offering to put the Coptic Church under his protection. Pope Peter asked the delegation if their ruler lived forever, and when they said no, of course not, the Pope continued, saying he preferred to keep the Coptic Church under the protection of Jesus Christ, the King who does not die. Pope Peter guided the Church as Patriarch for over 42 years before he peacefully passed away. His funeral was attended by the heads of many denominations, and a year passed before another Pope was ordained to sit in the patriarchal chair that Pope Peter VII had sadly vacated. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, the church commemorates Anba Sarabamoon, who was also known as the Veiled Bishop of El Menophia. He was one of the famous bishops of Pope Petrus El Ghali and had the God-given ability to heal the sick and drive out evil spirits. As a young man, he was known as Salib. One time, a group of evil women killed a child in the market and accused Salib of the murder. He approached the dead boy and, in front of the guards, tearfully prayed to God and asked the intercession of Saint Mary and the other saints. He then looked to the dead child and asked him to confess before all who had killed him. To everyone's surprise, the dead boy rose up and said that the group of women had murdered him. Immediately afterwards, Salib left his home and went to the monastery of Saint Anthony to become a monk. Such was his holiness and devotion that he was eventually chosen by the Pope to become the Bishop of El Menophia. During this time, Anba Sarabamoon would cover himself with a wrap and go out at night to the poor people, giving them food and money. Because of this, he became known as the Veiled Bishop. Later, Governor Muhammad Ali Pasha asked the Pope's help concerning his daughter who had been possessed by an evil spirit. The Pope sent Anba Sarabamoon to her, and he prayed over her, and she was healed. Muhammad Ali offered him a great sum of money as payment, but Sarabamoon refused, saying that God's gifts are free. The governor insisted, and so Sarabamoon asked for supplies for the monks in the monastery. He also asked that the Copts be reinstated to their government jobs, as several times in the history of Arab rule in Egypt, all Coptic workers would be fired from their jobs with the government just because they were Christian. May the prayers of Anba Sarabamoon be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.